Coach upstairs was talking about the difficulty of you to be healthy and participate as much as you would like. How tough has that been since you've been here?
Well, obviously, it's been something I've struggled with. But hopefully, you know, I'll be able to keep it behind me and be able to move forward.
How much of that is about being mentally tough, about being able to fight through the hurdles of not being able to get on the field and kind of stay engaged and stay?
Right. I think it makes it a lot harder because, you know, when you're faced with an injury or something like that, you're kind of removed. You're not out there all the time. So in order to stay engaged with what's going on, you do have to stay mentally involved with the team.
How has Ivan Pierce helped you? And not only on the field, but that part of it as well.
He helped me a lot, you know. He's a good coach, and he's kept my head, you know, in the game and in the game plan throughout all the injuries.
And it seems like you have a good room.
Yeah.
A lot of support in that room.
Oh, definitely. I love the running back room. We love each other, and you know, it's a fun atmosphere to be in.
Ridley tried to sell you onesies.
Yeah, we all got some onesies. Yeah.
With Brandon being hurt last week, did you have a sense that you were going to have an opportunity?
Maybe yes and no. You know, it depends on all the game plan. It depends on, you know, how the coaches feel on game day. Whatever they ask me to do, though, I'd be ready to go.
Was it hard not to get excited knowing that you might?
You know, anytime I put the uniform on, you know, you get real excited and you get fired up and you get ready to play.
Have you ever been outside the country, and are you excited about going to London this week?
Never been to Europe before, you know, and I'm excited to go see what it's all about and you know, be able to play somewhere else. But at the same time, we do have to go get a W.
Have some of the guys who were on that team back in 2009, I know there's not a lot of them, but have they ever, any of them come forward and said, look, this is a business trip, this is what to expect, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of...
Right. Not yet, but, I mean, we haven't really talked about it too much. You know, we've been focused on the past games, so I'm sure we'll get some of that this week.
Is it hard to remain patient, waiting to get the opportunity?
Oh, extremely. You just got to get back to work, and you got to work, and you got to get better each and every day, though.
How nice has it been just to have the support from your teammates and your coaching staff, you know, throughout the struggles?
It's been huge, you know. I don't think without that support, the transition is as easy, and sitting out isn't as easy. But they're all very supportive, and they help me get back to where I need to be.
What drives you?
Just the grind and the motivation to be the best that I can be.
Do you like the idea of going out to play this game in London, or do you feel like it's just middle of the season, it's a lot to have to deal with with all the upheaval and leaving early, or do you embrace the idea?
No, I think it's fun. You know, I think it'll be a good thing for us. I think it'll be a good thing for St. Louis as well. I mean, middle of the season, you know, kind of you start getting into the lull, the everyday routine. So to break the routine a little bit and get to go out of the country, I think will be something fun.
A list of things you want to do over there? Want to go see the Queen or something like that?
No, I just want to see the soldiers outside of the palace. They can't smile. That's all I want to do.
Big Ben? No, Big Ben?
Maybe I'll look at Big Ben, I guess. Yeah.
Are you going to try to make him laugh?
I'll try, but I just want to take a picture of him, to be honest.
All right, thank you.